Okay, first of all, we have to know what year both of you were born. 19.
Yeah, I was born on January 11th, 1921.
And Miriam?
September 10th, 1921.
Yeah. Really, what about your mother and father, like what you were just talking about?
Yeah, I don't know when they were born. So.
No, like who is your mother and father? And well, something about the canon you're talking about?
Yeah, we, my father, like I say, my father's Joseph Page and my mother is very cool, maiden name is Mudo, the daughter of Tommy Mudo and Esther Mudo.
Mm-hmm.
And each year we used to go down the canary and everybody goes to the canaries. Not like nowadays, you can see all the windows of the houses is
mm-hmm.
made up tight and nobody around. Just maybe, well, I can't say, but not too many people stay home anyway. Most people go down the cannery. Cannery, where we go is Littlemore Cannery.
That's still there now? No?
No. Most of those canneries down the coast is all extinguished. There's nothing there now.
Mm-hmm.
Littlemore Cannery is in Oxdall. That's in the mouth of the Skeena River.
Uh-huh. What about your mother and father, Miriam?
My dad's name is James Morrison,
mm-hmm.
and my mother's name is Bertha Wilson, that's her maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
My dad died while he was fishing down the coast. My mother's still alive, Bertha.
Mm-hmm.
She's 87 years old now.
Ooh. Have both of you lived here in Hastings throughout your whole life?
No, I was born in Hastings, but my parents lived in Kisfia.
And Wallace, are you born?
Yeah, I was born in Hilton.
Mm-hmm. What about stories and experience that have happened in the early years? What would you say?
Well, that's the experience that I had is fishing on the sailboat down the Belmore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite an experience. I don't think there's too many people that's around here that fishes in a sailboat. I just managed to make it myself.
Mm.
Fishing in a sailboat.
Do you have any stories or experiences?
I don't. I just forget that I have lots of stories, I guess. Well, I go to school in Kispiops, and since I was a little girl, I helped my mother after my dad died. I remember that when I was going to school, my dad used to get up, both mother and my dad. They get up and they dress us like, we don't have those woolen socks, but they have those cut blanket
mm-hmm.
to wrap our what do you call them?
Moccasins.
They said, like, and then you have your moccasins, like you have your socks, and then they wrap those wool over again, then they put your moccasins on. That's really cold, and that's my dad's job to do that while mother's getting breakfast ready.
Oh, is that
that's
in the
not only, we don't have bacon and eggs, it's maybe she has that fish, so saltfish, and I remember she used to make that, fry that, and potatoes, besides porridge.
That was for breakfast?
Yeah.
For breakfast?
Yeah, that's if she runs out of porridge, I guess, that's... We hardly see bacon and eggs like we do now.
Yeah. What about stories that were handed down to the ancestors and whatever, like just the told stories? Your parents told you stories or your grandfather? What kind of stories?
My grandmother, that's my dad's mother, all the census stories. But I never remember the stories.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that can't really remember them. There's so many.
I was small too. We used to stay over, like when my parents come in to Hazleton to get some groceries, we stay over with her. I love staying with her because she tells her stories and she cooks. I think I like her cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Our grandmothers are like that. I love staying with my mother and them. They stay about a couple of nights here. And they just, I don't know what they use. I think they walk. No. Many cars in those days. I remember that John Crosby used to have. That's not too long ago, eh? Model T. I don't think they have cars before. So it's the radios. Because when my dad was alive, he used to go down to Robert Wilson. He used to open a store that's where Wilson's grandfather. They have a store, they have a radio there, that's where they're on. The people, their pastime is to go to his place and listen to the radio. But we don't have radios.
Did you have any stories passed down to you, Wallace?
Yeah, lots of stories, but I don't
remember either. Yeah. There's a lot of people say that they heard so many and they'd like to remember, but it, like nobody asked them. So
I know the story about Dickie Max. Pretty hard to remember it now. Boots and his brothers. That's the. I don't know what you call it in Oshawa, but she gets frozen.
What does that mean?
That she's stalk turned into a human being.
Oh.
And Corvus visit this chief's daughter, that the princess, I guess. The chief was really strict on the daughter. The house in the early days is just those little things, isn't it? This man put it aside and go into his own. It's not really a man because a dog, their own pet dog. And finally, it's this girl. Open. She put a mat and worded in it. That's written a lot. And when the baby was born, they were They were dogs, see?
This woman had babies and they were dogs?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how the Chipmunks started. The chiefs come out and shake them off the blanket and go outside and holler at them. So the people can move. Little me, all the people moved, he said, he's the boss of the village. So they left the girl behind.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember exactly how many of them, of the female, but one male is open. That's the only name that I know.
What does that mean?
It's the name of the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Putin's. I don't know what it means. But so in order for them to survive, they go out there and fish. They fish with torchlight.
After a baby, no?
Yeah, that lady. The mother. And then every time he heard the kids playing, so he'd take his torch and go home. The dogs were laying by the fire. They seen their mother coming with a torch. That's, you know what I mean by torch at the light.
Mm-hmm.
And then. Been doing that for quite some time to catch, in order for her to catch fish, and she did catch fish, as the light draws the fish, and then she catches them in one, I guess that's what they call it, and make a tail, right? See the barks, and catches them that way. And every time when she's out by the point, and you hear the pitch of way. So she was smart one time and left a torch by the river and carried to sneak up on the those kids are human and just a dog is halfway up here. That's good stuff. The female dog. Was up here, but those boys that take their clothes right off and they were playing. They were human. Their mother just died right in there and grabbed and seen their coat or their belt or whatever you call them. And throw them in the fire. And just threw it, just the one that stood still the dog. I think it was three of those. They survived that way and they grew up to be strong young boys and real good hunters, the best hunters. And they go hunt and they have plenty to eat. They get meat and dried and the storehouse is just full of food. As these young people bring the food. You hear the people that moved away, they're starving. So I think one person come back to see what's happened to this girl. I just kind of forget the story, but I just remember here and there. One person come back to visit us. Maybe a relative. find this people who just saw this woman pushed them to eat and take it to their family. So the people start moving back. These young hunters that lost to eat. So that's how Peterson started. Well, not Peterson, Peter Max.
Mm-hmm.
Max means fishing by the river with torch with light. That's why we have that name, Peter Max. This is a long story if it's told properly, but I kind of forget to know.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm.
So that's how we started.
I think one person, maybe the third person that came back, hit a light because they put out all the fire too.
Mm-hmm.
That keep them going.
Yeah, this girl was an outcast and she, as far as we're concerned, she can die. And
just died. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing after that about the, when somebody pitied them and pitied this girl and hide a, I don't know how they call it, a burn thing that burned for a long time. How to get the fire going again.
Right. So we'll get back to storytelling in a minute, but what about schooling? How is that? Like school?
We have one school here and the old lady that was teaching us, named Mrs. Dungate, is a very old person. So I don't go to school too much myself because my father is a trapper and he won't take me out of school to go trapping. My schooling is good. I just finished grade 6 and started on grade 7 when I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And the education is not quite open like this. You're lucky if you finish grade 8 and that's it, so you don't go to high school. Just recently, when they started the high school, when this school is built.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, in the first place, that a lot of changes here. I play in the August and we start 8 o'clock, and the people is really on time. Everybody was on time in those days, and we finished at 12 o'clock. That's when we finished.
8 o'clock in the morning to 12 noon.
No, 8 o'clock at night.
Oh,
8 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, is that night school?
Yeah, really strict. Christianity was going strong, and so nobody goes 1 minute after 12, and they don't dance on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person comes in drunk, they usually escort them out. No drunks left.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many drunks, maybe just one and once in a while. Nowadays it's more drunks, it looks awful to you. I go into the dance hall, I'm sober.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. But it's different in those days. And I think in the early days that people is more civilized than nowadays.
What about dancing? Was there dances then?
Yeah, you see the older people and the young people there. And now I think they don't waste music too much, and they don't put the lights out.
Yeah. Now it's really true.
No, you don't see nothing when you go to the dance or watch dance.
Mm-hmm. How was your schooling, Miriam?
I think I just went as far as I just grade 7. Like, I almost babysit. Then sometimes my aunt Kate used to take me out and take me down to North Pacific Cannery to babysit. So I missed a lot of school too. Then in the fall we kind of stayed out late. We go down and my mother and my dad and my uncle and my aunt Peter and Amelia, they go down to, what you call that place down there? Then that's where they do their fish.
Oh, Carnaby.
Yeah, Carnaby. That's where they dried fish. We spent a whole month there. That's after we come back from the canneries.
Mm-hmm.
They dried their fish and salt fish and to last for the winter months. So I miss some of my days in school.
Mm-hmm.
And when my dad died, I tried to work when I was just only 13. Worked in a cannery, as filling cans. And I do lots of babysitting to help my mother. So they don't have this welfare in those days. Even the Indian Department, they don't even help us. Through my uncle Peter and my uncle Bob, that helped us buy groceries, like flowers, sugar, and milk, whatever that's. We use all the time, they helped us out on that. There's no help from any, like they do now.
Yeah, okay, easy.
We have all kinds of help. But my mother's really can put up things, make food, and have a big garden to get us survive. So that I really, thank Mother for being such a good mother to us,
mm-hmm.
that is both, she's a single parent and brought us all up. Forgot how many of us, there's lots of us in that. She never, like some of her relatives, want to take us, and she wouldn't let go of us. Because they just want to help her.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't. And I'm really glad and proud of her for doing that.
Okay, there are other topics like floods, bridges, something to do with the hospital, trapping, mining, telegraph line, and fishing. Do you guys know any of these topics here? Something to talk about?
We had a flood that time the bridge was washed away in the Buckley here. I think it's 1936. I'm not too sure.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. And we went around on a train to go fishing. And I think the two train travels together. And we went. And it was quite an experience in the David Knapp, one of the very finest orchestra at the time, just gets a good orchestra in there. And then they make good use of them on the train when we travel. On the train and then the stop Prince George, like, and they sure draw the people there. William Whale and Pete Trennan from the saxophone, Arthur Moat, George Simpson, George Pathon, and William Pathon, Peter Brown, trombone, and quite an experience. We, for some reason, they're sidetracked at Kamloops. That's really up there. And we stayed in Kamloops for about 2 days. I think it's on account of the schedule of the boats, I think they can't get us all on the boat to take us to. And all those canneries, there used to be lots of canneries in there. On the coast there's, like I said, Belmore, and there's EA, Baysport, Carlisle, Thaxton, and Sunnyside, and MP. I think there's just Cashier, and there's not too much of Cashier left. And there's lots of other canneries that I didn't even see. But we stayed in Thaxton, we stayed in Sunnyside. And sport days and Hayden and Kisbergs are the finest in those days, like, you know, say it's, those people are more civilized than us now in those olden days. And one time the Babine come down to play ball here, and I remember they were here about 3 or 4 days ahead of time, and then Hayden happened. That's another thing. Hayden had a real good concert band, and I think there's about 30 of them, and they're one of the finest bands. So they have a banquet for the Babines, welcome banquet for them, and the band played, and I think that's the first time the Babines ever experienced anything like that. They were really amazed. It was really a treat. It was a real treat for anybody.
Yeah.
And when Babine plays, all the guests, they bought a big bat of Mr. Dawson here, the only place where they can buy a bat. I don't know what they used it for. That they just bought a bat, and the heaviest bat they can get. The only bat that the whole team. And they're good ball players. Remember one of them, Dickie Cowboy, they call him. He's a little short. I don't know why I remember Dickie Cowboy. Maybe it's his name, I guess, and everybody calls him. I don't know his right name, but they call him Dickie Cowboy. And that's what they use when he's, and they have to line up Dickie Cowboy after that. So they maybe they're not as good as Hayden at the time, but they were good folks. And I remember you go to the sports and Kispiaks, you walk, but there's now no cars. There's maybe somebody with half a team of horses. If you walk, you half dinner, maybe halfway up, maybe just about Glenbron Creek, just before we get to the Glenbron turnoff. They do a big way in there. They're having a good time. And they spent overnight in the place where the sports is, like this perhaps, and they don't come back at night till after the sport, and then they come back. It's on the list and their place, and everybody puts them in.
Mm-hmm.
And one time we used a buggy and to Glenwell, in the dangers for somebody's horse and buggy. And they run away on us in Glenbar and they smash up the buggy so we walk home. And the bear was around by the bridge there and the horse run away, so we pretty fast run, it takes us a little while to get up to the horse. We all walk back.
Well, what about trapping, mining, the hospital? Is there other topics that we haven't talked about?
I trapped with my father. His name is what's Mary's name now?
Gerlaget.
Gerlaget. The top man up the Gildo village. They used to be a village up here in Gildo, north of here. And the other here on some fisher gas. And there was another village. I can't remember the name of it, but my father is the chief, the real top man of the village. They have one of the richest trapping ground, which is Mary McKinch's using the name now.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I remember we used to trap every. We go up in the fall, come home on just for Christmas, and then go up about middle of March, and then come home just around about noon.
What was the entertainment in those days? Games, movies, sports?
Not too many entertainments. There's no television, there's no radio. And when they do have movies, those silent movies in black and white,
mm-hmm.
Not so much of that.
What about games or sports? Like, there was softball then, wasn't there? Basketball?
There's no softball, there was baseball, there was soccer, and for some reason, Hayden never used to have a soccer team. They were strictly baseball. And they do have ice hockey.
So we talked about commercial fishing and canneries. Is there anything else you want to include about that?
The canneries, and then like Miriam said, we fish here with my grandfather and grandmother used to have a smokehouse right on the point down here at point where the Skeena and Buckley met me. One of the very finest smokehouse, I guess, because right beside it, it's a natural swimming pool right at the little slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like what it is right now. It's different grass used to be. I mean, the sand used to be really clean there and thick.
Yeah.
And it's a real, everybody's used it for, they don't go to see the lake or the Ross Lake and those days, they come here to swim.
That was at the
point
there? On
yeah.
the slope?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't allow us to go on the river side, but some people do, like Bert Chappell's son was put away by the river and drowned it. And Edith McKeever's son, I don't know his proper name, but we call him Mammy.
That was an Indian name?
No, it's just a nickname.
And there was a Charlie Myers that was swept down by the river. And he was lucky that he had a show on the other side, and then it was way late at night when you come home, and your parents and your grandparents, they were crying. Matt Myers' son, the one that used to own the store down here.
Mm.
But he's lucky that he survived, and he walked in while they were trying.
Uh-huh.
So it must have been quite an experience.
Yeah. What about railroads, churches, or World War I and II? Would you have to learn about the World War I and II?
Yeah, I was in the, I joined the army with Solomon Jack, Jimmy Dance, and myself. We joined here, and Archie Willen from New Haven, and was dismissed from New Haven as fast as gets to get on the train here, and I said to all the people that see myself, and I think we're the only ones that the people see now.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people from here can join the army. For some reason, it was kind of excited, I guess, that we went somewhere and we went past Kittenberg. The whole village was there. I didn't go overseas. I just spent 6 months without a... I got a little, small little bone that's broken on my right. Just about 3 months ago we turned up and it was properly healed when they went in and polished me when they were marching, especially with the army boots that they had. It really bothered me to I charged Jimmy and Solomon that we went overseas and see lots of action. But there's lots from here.
Is there a logging, something to do with logging in, before then too?
Mostly pole camps, they call it.
Uh-huh.
That's the main business around here is poles and fishing. Either you go fishing in winter, or go to the pole camps. There's a lot of pole camps. That's where you make your livelihood. It's just really next to nothing, but something to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. What about the railroad? Is there one in town here in Hazleton? Left a little while later sometime.
No, where I walked is across South Africa from New York. And I guess I miss out on the space because that's, I think the railroad comes through here and according to what I heard, it's 1914. And those river boats that the same thing that's, I guess they're out of business as soon as the railroad is in business. We don't know nothing about the river boats and pack train. I barely remember that. I remember when a bunch of horses used to come into the town and that's what they used to deliver the supplies to other places, especially the telegraph lines, I guess. My father's remember that he used to come home after the trip for a long time.
Would you like to include other things that happened while growing up in, with your mom and dad? Other things that happened while you were with them still?
Yeah, they're pretty strong church-going people, and that's another thing that was very strong in all the villages, I guess. They used to go and visit each other, and you hardly see any persons either day in church all the time. Like in the Hilton, there's a church army and Salvation Army. So if you're late going into either one of them, you'll have to stand just packed all the time, almost every night.
Food that you guys ate that was mainly from the garden, and plus you guys went hunting moose meat.
Lots of in order to rely, and people either don't rely on the store stuff, just for sugar and flour, rice, that you grow your own with all the vegetables. They use canned meat and dry meat, salt fish, you're an Indian, if you're lazy, you'll be starving. You make your food pretty well off.
What about feasts? How did that begin? Feasts?
What's that?
Feast. How did it begin?
Feast?
Yeah, feast.
I don't know how it started, but it must have started in the early days. We just go into it and just take it for granted. It's our way of life.
People that put up the feast, they had to provide the food. Right now, does anything change from what happened from before, the way they used to run the feast?
Yeah, there's change too. Like, they use money now, they don't use money in the early days. They use the union that's
moose.
And that's one bad thing about the feast is when some people, they're putting too much money. The feast is just for funeral expense, to pay for the expense.
Yeah.
That's why the feast is doing it. But some people just go overboard and do this. No need for that.
That's the